All right, welcome to episode 32 of the Tag Teamers Podcast. We have All In coming up, AEW, making our conference points predictions for each match. What's the first match you want to go over?
Let's do MJF defending the American Championship against Ospreay. Who you got?
I have Ospreay, and I have him as my 7.
Yeah, I've got Ospreay at 5. The only reason this isn't higher is because MJF did just win the title. I could see a little bit of a longer reign, just given it's barely been over a month. I feel like there's still legs to him as the American champion and trashing the rest of the world.
Yeah, they certainly could do that. I hope they do, honestly. But kind of seems like they just want it to be a quick little run for MJF and have Ospreay take the belt back in his home country.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be a mega pop, home country win, winning the international championship. Would you be against if MJF lost, if Ospreay becomes the international champion, if MJF still runs around with the American championship, though?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be stupid. I mean, that's a very AEW type of thing, but...
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past them or MJF to say, well, I didn't lose the title in America, so it doesn't count. You know, something along those lines.
Yeah, that would be funny.
Yeah. Let's talk Mercedes Moné defending the TBS title against Britt Baker. Who you got?
I have Mercedes as my 6. Kind of just feels like, I don't know, just one of those situations where the babyface is going to lose.
Yeah, I got Mercedes at 7. It's too early. They pay her way too much money. She's going to carry this belt for a long time. And it's a shame because this is the biggest, on paper, this is the biggest women's match AEW can put on, and it just hasn't been delivering. So, unfortunately for the women's division, it's not in great shape. I think all the money's going to these two, but the actual women's championship's been telling a better story.
Yeah. Yeah, I just feel like it's too early in Mercedes' heel run to have her lose, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Especially, I mean, I had said a few weeks ago, now that we got Camille there, I could see another member or two being added to this faction to really put it together, and that could be just who costs Britt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next, Toni Storm defending the women's championship against Mariah May. Who you got?
I have Mariah May as my 2. I can barely tell the two apart, much less pick the match.
Yeah, I've got her at my 8. I think there's no way she loses. I think she's been doing great character work. And I think it's time to get the belt off Toni Storm anyways. I think the timeless gimmick is kind of starting to run its course a little. The black and white stuff, it had its moments, but I'm kind of over it at this point. And I think, yeah, it's time to put the title on Mariah May.
Okay.
Next, let's talk the World Tag Team title match. Young Bucks defend against FTR and the Acclaimed. Who do you got?
I have Young Bucks as my 3.
Okay, I've got them at 4 as well. My biggest thing here is I kind of think the Acclaimed are here to eat the pinfall. So I think this could be a good match, but I mean, I'd said it before, the FTR Young Bucks, they've ran this match too many times. I mean, it was the match at Wembley last year. I don't think adding the Acclaimed to the match is enough of a twist to make this interesting. So ultimately I'm kind of bored with this, but I don't think they're taking the titles off the Young Bucks yet.
Okay. Yeah, that match I'm pretty clueless with. I don't have anything to say about it.
Yep. Next, the Trios titles. The Patriarchy defending against the Bang Bang Gang, the House of Black, and TBD. Who you got?
I'm guessing the Patriarchy retains, and I have them as my 4.
Okay. Yeah, I've got them at my 2. I mean, I've said it time and time again. I think Christian is the MVP of AEW. I think he's the best part on their television. I think this would be way too early to take the belts off of them. And I don't really want to see the Bang Bang Gang or the House of Black get these titles again. They've both already had runs with it. Whoever the fourth team is could be, you know, a little interesting, but I still don't want to see that. Let's dissect this for a second. So the tag title match is a three-way tag. The trios is a four-way match. Do you think this is Tony trying to get everybody on the card, or just poor booking and poor storytelling?
Probably just trying to get everybody on the card. I mean, AEW always does the pay-per-views with a million matches, and I feel like this one has maybe less than usual, even though they still have nine.
Yeah.
So it was probably like, oh my God, we don't have 14 matches on this card. What are we going to do? Well, let's just throw eight wrestlers in the same match. That way we can get them all in.
Right. Like, this match here is going to have 12 people. That's a lot of people for one match, especially a ladder match.
Yeah, that's going to be chaos.
I mean, you got to think, in order to climb the ladder, you need nine people, the other nine competitors, to be laid out. That's kind of crazy when you think about that nine people have to be just wasted and laying. Obviously, since it is a ladder match, I do think this will probably be a pretty fun match, though.
Yeah, I agree.
Next, Jericho defending the FTW championship against Hook. Who you got?
I have Hook as my five. I don't know. I guess the promo kind of made me feel like he's going to get the title back.
Yeah, there's a solid chance. I have Jericho at three. That's more so I want Jericho because I don't want to see Hook. I said this on our Dynamite review last week. I don't want Hook to just lose the FTW championship, win it back. That's what we do over and over and over. I'd rather see him move up the card maybe, or just out of this. The only thing that would make me okay with Hook winning is if Taz gets involved and puts his hands on Jericho.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, has Taz done, like, has he helped Hook in the past? He has. No?
No, he hasn't done anything physical in 20-plus years.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, if he goes in there and just chokes Jericho out or something like that, that'd be perfect for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I would love to see that, too.
Next, Jungle Boy defending the TNT title in a coffin match against Darby Allin. Who you got?
I have Darby Allin as my two. So I'm not totally sure, but I'm taking Darby Allin.
I do think he is undefeated in coffin matches so far. So not a bad pick, but I got Jungle Boy as nine, my most confident. Okay. He just made the new custom version of the TNT title within the last week. I just don't see him dropping it, you know, a week after debuting the new championship.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So we'll see. Plus, Darby also has a world championship match lined up already, so I don't think he needs this. And, I mean, he's already held the TNT title a couple times, so let's just get him away from this. And this is a good win for Jungle Boy.
All right, and then we just have the
World title match and the gauntlet.
Yeah. Okay.
World championship match, Swerve defending against Danielson with Danielson's career on the line.
I have Danielson as my eight. Just think, you know, I mean, he's never held the world title in AEW. I think given the whole I'll retire if I lose narrative, I think he'll win.
Yeah, I got Danielson at six. Yeah, there's no way his career's over. No way. This would be insane, I think, if he really wrapped it up here. I mean, he's still in his early 40s. I don't know why he'd close the door forever. Swerve's had a good run with the championship, but I do think it's time to move on from him.
Yeah.
Let's end it with the casino gauntlet. Obviously, this is the hardest match to predict. We only know a few participants. Who you got?
I'm taking Hangman as my one.
Yeah. That's fair. If Hangman wins, it would maybe put a little doubt in my mind of Danielson winning, just because the whole Hangman swerve thing that's been building and building and building. So if Hangman wins, setting up him versus Swerve for the world title makes sense, you know? But I pick Moxley. I don't feel great about it. Moxley's my one. I'm just hoping that this match is full of surprises. I mean, this match could be incredible. There's a lot of guys that are out with injury right now. Adam Cole, Kenny Omega, Moxley. Plus, we might have the debut of Ricochet. Off chance we get Shane McMahon. So, I mean, if we get even a few of these returns/debuts in this match, I would be thrilled. We don't need all of them, but one or two of them, it would be awesome.
Yeah. Let's pray for Shane McMahon.
Yeah. Yeah, I would imagine. I think Ricochet right now is a lock. I think he's guaranteed to be in this match. I don't know. I almost went with Adam Cole. I mean, he's been out for almost a year now with just a broken ankle. I don't know how it's taken him this long to recover, but I hope he can make it back for this match. But I'm not holding my breath.
Do you think Shane is going to show up?
I think now would be the time. I think putting Shane in, you know, a match like this would be one of the best ways to do it, you know, in the stadium, a match where there's a lot of moving pieces. Obviously, he doesn't have to traditionally wrestle, you know, it sets him up for some good spots.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this. I made a tweet about it, but I want to talk about it on here. Is they've sold 30,000 less seats for All In this year versus last year. Last year was 81,000. Right now, they're sitting at 50,000. By the time the show comes, it might end up around 55-ish. But right now, 30,000 less seats, 2 days out. Is there anything you credit that to?
Well, I feel like, I don't feel like the AEW product has gotten better, do you, over time? Like, I don't think they've improved over time. Yeah. And, I mean, I've said it. You know, I think AEW is in a tough spot because once the WWE goes back to TV-14, they're just, I mean, it's not like it's going to be the same product or anything, but there's less of a need for AEW at that point. It'll still have its place, but it just, you know, that's another thing that doesn't help.
Yeah. AEW, I think it had its corner at first because people thought they wanted an alternative, but they didn't want an alternative. They just wanted WWE to be better. You know, when AEW first launched, it was kind of a low point for the WWE, so it made sense. But now that WWE's hot right now, I think that's what's taken away from AEW more than anything. I had made a tweet about this same thing, and I had pointed out last year's All-In card, Darby was in a coffin match, just like he is this year. FTR versus the Young Bucks for the tag titles last year and this year. Hook challenging for the FTW championship last year and this year. I think those three things there tell you there's a lack of storytelling. There's a lack of building big matches. You, like, imagine if WrestleMania from 1 year to the other just had three matches that are basically identical. You know, that'd be boring. And then at the end, I had also put, and no CM Punk. I think, is Punk responsible for 30,000 less seats? Probably not, but I do think that there is something there. Like, if you look at last year's All-In card, some of the top stars that were, I mean, we might get some guys in the gauntlet this year, but right now they're not advertised. But we had Sting, Kenny Omega, Samoa Joe, Adam Cole, CM Punk, none of those guys, even Moxley, none of those guys are advertised for this weekend. So I think just the lack of star power is taking a hit here too.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I don't think CM Punk, you know, it's not like if you put CM Punk on the card, it would magically go to what it was last year, but like throughout the year, if he's on the show, that makes a big difference.
Yeah, absolutely. I had all the jabronis in my comments are telling me it's because Taylor Swift had a concert on Tuesday. I don't know what the hell that has to do with anything. They have 5 days to, you know, in between. Not to mention, I looked up the stage. Her stage is not responsible of clearing out 30,000 seats. That's coping if I've ever seen it. Not to mention, last year's Go Home, Dynamite had 870,000 people watching. This year's had 698,000. I think it's got more to do with the ratings and the lack of storytelling than Taylor Swift's concert.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, unless the thought process is like so many of those people that would have been going to All In went to the Taylor Swift concert, and now they, you know, they gotta button their money up. But, you know, I can't imagine it's that big of an overlap.
Yeah, I mean, like, sure.
Maybe that's responsible for 1,000 people at most.
Yeah.
I think that's probably being generous.
Yeah, right, because there is a small chance somebody had to choose. Okay, I can do one or I can do the other. But, I mean, we see all the time. WWE runs in NBA arenas all the time where the finals are the next night or the night prior. You know, they don't sell, you know, half the seats just because the finals are going to be there the next night. And I would imagine there's more of an overlap between WWE and NBA fans than WWE and Taylor Swift.
In reality, it's probably the case for like 300 people.
Yeah, right. It's probably a very, very small number.
Yeah.
I mean, the stage obviously has nothing to do with it. You know how big a stage would have to be to clear 30,000 seats? You know,
stupid.
Like these NBA arenas don't even fit 30,000 seats. So imagine a stage being responsible for all of that. That's obviously not the case. I think it's just the lack of storytelling and the lack of star powers.
Yeah, I would think this Taylor Swift stage would be bigger than the AEW stage anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what these guys are trying to say, that they left her state. I have no idea. It makes no sense to me.
Yeah. Just trying to bail out AEW, but they got problems.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Tag Teamers Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to comment, like, subscribe, leave a review. We'll be back with our reactions to All In on what day?
Sunday night.
Sunday night. All right.